I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. Efforts to de-escalate tensions along the Russia-Ukraine border shift Thursday to Vienna, and a meeting of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Permanent Council. The session follows a bilateral meeting between Russia and the United States in Geneva on Monday, and talks Wednesday in Brussels between Russia and NATO. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters that after Thursday's meeting, the parties involved would reflect on the discussions and determine appropriate next steps. The United States and its NATO allies have urged Russia to de-escalate tensions and for the situation to be resolved diplomatically, and on Wednesday offered ideas for reciprocal actions to reduce risk, improve transparency in communications, and arms control. Russia has sought security guarantees, such as the withdrawal of NATO troops and military equipment from countries that border Russia, and limiting expansion of the 30-member NATO alliance. It has also denied it has plans to invade Ukraine. The World Health Organization said Wednesday that a blockade preventing medicine and other life-saving supplies from reaching Ethiopia's Tigray region has created hell in the war-ravaged area, and is an insult to our humanity. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, himself from the northern Ethiopia region, called the blockade dreadful. Tigray is under what the United Nations calls a de facto blockade that is preventing saving medicine and food from reaching millions, including hundreds of thousands, in famine-like conditions. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department imposed sanctions Wednesday on five North Koreans it alleges are responsible for securing goods for Pyongyang's weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs. The sanctions, following six ballistic missile launches since last September, target North Korea's continued use of overseas representatives to help produce its weapons, according to Brian Nelson, a Treasury, Terrorism, and Financial Intelligence official. He said North Korea's latest missile launches are further evidence that it continues to advance prohibited programs despite the international community's call for diplomacy and denuclearization. The Collective Security Treaty Organization peacekeeping troops have effectively protected Kazakhstan's strategic facilities and will start their withdrawal in different stages beginning Thursday, according to the State Secretary of the Republic of Kazakhstan. The peacekeeping forces arrived in Kazakhstan's capital, Nur-Sultan, and started missions last week amid violent unrest, starting with protests over surging fuel prices. The situation in Kazakhstan escalated last Wednesday as rioters stormed the city hall in Almaty, the largest city in the Central Asian country, set police vehicles on fire, and attacked the regional branch of the ruling Nur-Otan party. The security situation has stabilized all across the country, and public facilities and healthcare systems resumed operation, according to a press release of the official website of the Kazakh president. The House panel investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection requested an interview and records from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the committee seeking firsthand details from members of Congress on former President Donald Trump's actions as hundreds of its supporters brutally beat police and stormed the building and interrupted the certification of the 2020 election. The Democratic chairman of the panel requested Wednesday that McCarthy provide information to the nine-member panel regarding his conversations with Trump before, during, and after the riot. McCarthy later issued a statement saying he would not cooperate, calling the investigation an abuse of power. And Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson apologizing to lawmakers for attending a lockdown party. Johnson acknowledged for the first time he went to the May 2020 garden party at his Downing Street office, though he said he considered it a work event to thank staff for their efforts during the pandemic. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.